This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Life is strange in that it's rarely as we see it. There's always a bigger meaning behind the things that happen, and we don't understand it. And that's why we as conservatives believe in a higher power. We believe that something guides these strange happenings, like Donald Trump being cheated out of the election. We don't understand it. We say to ourselves, come on, God, you gave us Trump in 2016. Why do you take him away from us in 2020? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to it. It's the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. And I remember when I was sick during that time, I had the Wu flu. And I woke up and Trump was still had the battleground states. And I got up the next morning and he was losing. It was like, no way. And of course, we knew the big cheat happened, especially after we got the numbers. And I remember thinking, do I really have to get used to the idea of a Biden presidency? Of course, I had predicted Trump would win in a landslide, and he did, by the way. We all know this. I didn't predict the big cheat. My neighbor, who's a cop, he says, Kevin, that's my biggest concern is how big the Democrats would cheat. And I sort of dismissed it because I said, they can't cheat that big. And they did. And that's when we start questioning ourselves and, you know, God, is God really letting this happen? It was pestilence being rained down on us. Well, all I can tell you, folks, is let Democrats be Democrats, let progressives be progressives, and let Biden be Biden. The Democrats are setting traps for themselves that they don't even really know that are going to spring on them. And they're doing it in hopes of wearing us down. But what they're realizing and what you have to do is understand that if you go nowhere, that's the fear. Romney came out. What did he say on Trump? Let me pull this up. He said President Trump would win the GOP nomination in a landslide if he decided to make a run for the White House again in 2024. He says he was by far the largest voice and a big impact in my party. I don't know if he's planning to run in 2024 or not, but if he does, I'm pretty sure he would win the nomination. He says a lot could happen, but cited polls that show Trump would win in a landslide. Well, let me explain something to you. A lot can happen, but it isn't going to be enough to get rid of Trump. If Trump wants to run, he will win. There's nobody close. And this time he probably picked DeSantis. Josh Hawley said something at the CPAC that he was for $15 minimum wage. And that sort of, you know, tainted him a bit. And it isn't that we are not for minimum wages. Yeah, I think that even a kid working should probably get a certain amount of money. But frankly, I'm sort of an open wage guy. I was a kid. I worked for $2 an hour when the minimum wage was $3.15. And it was because my grandmother didn't know if my uncle could pay me that much. And she wasn't sure how good of a worker I was going to be, even though I was raised right. And she thought I'd be okay. But the point is, it's what the market will bear. There are jobs that you would probably say, I'd do that for free. I'll tell you this, I'd play in any of the professional sports for a fraction of what those guys get. You won't see quite an elevated game as you do with them, but I'll play it. Anyway, even Romney realizes that Donald Trump is the man. He realizes that if the Democrats keep down their road of destruction and we do what we're supposed to do, and I don't know what this divine providence is asking us to do, what God is saying by letting them get away with the big cheat. I don't know. But I know this. You don't sit back and rest on your laurels. You get out and you get going. And the biggest fear of them is that we continue to support Donald Trump. Their second biggest fear is the number of lies they have to keep going. Remember the shows with the plate spinners? You know, they guys would put a plate on a pole and get it spinning. It was enough to get one plate spinning on a 10-foot-high pole. But they'd go get 6 or 7 or 8 or whatever number, and then they'd have to watch and see when they start to wobble, and they keep spinning them. Spinning, spinning, spinning. That's the way I picture the Democrats. They resemble the plate spinner. Only the problem is the plates are dropping all around them. Some they see, but many they don't even see. They can't even foresee where things are going to go, which is their biggest issue. Because you should be able to predict where things are going to go awry. Anyway, I want to talk about cancel culture a bit and a lot of other things today. We got a lot of stuff, but the topics are so deep that I want to delve into them. By the way, hey, Angela, thanks for listening to the program and your amazing feedback that I actually take to heart. Very, very sharp young lady. And we are talking about having her co-host. I have to just make sure that she's going to deliver. No, we definitely want some new voices to get elevated and heard. And so I want to bring some people in. But I do want to make sure that they do understand how the show works and things like that. Because, you know, I put a buddy of mine on about 3 years ago. And he got me kicked out of my biggest market. Anyway. Another story altogether. Fun day today. Dr. Fauci said that the J&J vaccine, here's what he said. He says we have 3 highly efficacious vaccines with the J&J. Now, see, this is why I don't like people like Fauci. He didn't say we have 3 alternatives that all seem to be good. He didn't say we have 3 effective vaccines. He says we have 3 highly efficacious vaccines. See, I don't like it when people use big words where little words work. I get that you want people to understand that you're intelligent. They can figure that out by the words you put together that they can understand. They understand that you know what you're talking about. Fauci wants to appear very professorial, authoritative. So he uses efficacious to just say effective. That's the problem with these bureaucrats. They're all talk. Efficacious. We'll be back. Keep it here, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic. And maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, Make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Speaking of cancel culture, and we're going to be talking about that today, President Trump will be invoking cancel culture soon on the rhinos. In 2022, you're going to see a mass change in Republican politics. A massive change. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Yep, President Trump will be invoking cancel culture on people like Mitt Romney. See, Mitt Romney said, and I said it in the first segment, that President Trump would lead the Republican Party. Now, keep in mind, he and a bunch of other people are going to be undermining President Trump for the next 2 years, trying to gain their seat at the table. It's not going to work. The only thing that can undermine Trump, let me just tell you right now, is God. And I still believe that God has a strange plan that he's working. I always believe that, so that's not anything new. But I believe that this circuitous path we have to potentially get back to Trump or to change the party is one that we have to consider. We have to work towards something. We are good at conservatives at figuring out the goal and working towards it. And I hope that there are many people out there like my organization that are doing that. Anyway, Romney said this, even though he believes that Trump will be the leader of the Republican Party, he says, I would probably not be getting behind someone who I thought more represented the tiny wing of the Republican Party that I represent. So he's saying he would back somebody that thinks like he does, which is leftist. There was a story that came up speaking to Mitt Romney. And I read the title and it said, Mitt Romney knocked unconscious. And you've probably seen it by now. But when I read it, I thought, who's this hero? Who knocked out a senator? You know? Well, as it turns out, he was knocked unconscious when he fell in Boston over the weekend. And the story is he got a lot of stitches and a black eye. It was probably his wife. They knocked him out. It was like Harry Reid. Do you guys remember Harry Reid got a black eye? His brother beat the crap out of him, his younger brother. And they hid the story for a while, but then we found out it was a beef between Harry and his younger brother. I mean, these are dudes in their 70s duking it out. I don't know. It makes me wonder, what in the heck could they possibly have been duking it over? You know, well, I mean, that's a lot of time to go by. Fight it out when you're 13, guys. Anyway, Harry Reid got a black eye. And they covered it up. They did the best they could. But they finally had to admit it. And they never said what it was about. Now, you can bet if it was a Republican that got duped out, you would know all the dirty details. Anyway, he got knocked out. He says, I took a fall, knocked me unconscious, but I'm doing better. I don't know if he slipped on ice or if he's got dementia or whatever, but they said he was visiting his grandchildren when he got injured. With noticeable bruising under his right eye, he infused some humor in the situation. He says, I went to CPAC. That was a problem. He joked. Yeah. See, what a joke. I went to CPAC and conservatives knocked me out. Yeah, he had a better chance of being knocked out by one of those lefties that he wants to nuzzle up to than he would being knocked out by anybody there. They asked him how many stitches he received. He didn't answer. He says, a lot of stitches. I don't know how many, blah, blah, blah. Cancel culture. Romney. Here's cancel culture number two. Nikki Haley. She got rebuffed by President Trump. She says, She talks smack about him on the January 6th stuff, talks smack, and then begged him for a meeting. Here's how the article reads. Only weeks after sharply rebuking former President Trump, and Nikki Haley is commending Trump's recent CPAC speech. Haley drew harsh criticism after saying Trump let down the Republican Party for his role in the January 6th Capitol riot. However, Haley then complimented Trump's speech about his winning policies. See, this is what I can't stand about these stupid politicians. They know optics. First of all, Donald Trump has nothing to do with January 6th. That is a Democrat creation. It is a Democrat narrative. They did it. They've been selling the narrative. And every time somebody like Haley buys into it, they get a little bit more on their side. That's what really hacks me off, because Nikki Haley should be astute enough to know this, that every time you go to their side of it, you're being used. But she didn't. And neither did Romney and all of them. They could have said, if every Republican said that January 6th event was a product of the Democrats, we don't buy into it, we fully support the president, which is what they should have said, because that is exactly the truth. But they can't. They're taking that calculus all the time. Really bugs me. Then they come back and they say, oh, well, you know, I support his speech. What a great speech. It's like, okay, if he does something good, I'm for him. If he does something that they claim is bad, I'm against him. And they go back and forth, back and forth. It is the biggest flip-flop. And it is exactly why I can't stand these people. I tell people, don't buy into the cult of personality or anything. And I warned people about Nikki Haley with the flag in South Carolina when she hung that, took down that stupid Confederate flag in that stupid ceremony. The flag's not stupid. Took it down and said the Democrats put it up and a Republican took it down. The Democrats put it up. She should have had a Democrat take it down. And she was too stupid to even see when I told her this. No, Kevin, it was a Republican that took down that flag. Obtuse. I said the former UN ambassador and former South Carolina governor tweeted, strong speech by President Trump about the winning policies of his administration and what the party needs to unite behind having, going forward is what she should have put, but she put having forward. The liberal media wants a GOP civil war. Not going to happen. Oh, it is going to happen, Nikki. It's already happening. See, she wants to pretend now that we're all united. I can talk smack about him. I can let you buy into these fake news narratives of the left. But we're all good. No, we're not. We're getting rid of people like you. We want staunch, conservative Republicans who understand that we are in a democratic republic. That's what we want. Cancel culture, folks, works both ways. And we are canceling the rhinos who will not support us and who are, in effect, working as leftists.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Jobless claims climbing as the nation waits for the economy to heal. Mark Hamrick with Bankrate.com says healing will come as more people get vaccinated, but in the meantime, new employment numbers are still elevated.
745,000 new claims in the programs administered by states and another 437,000 or so in the Pandemic Unemployment Assistance Program. So you step back from this and you see about a total of 1.2 million new claims coming in.
Hamrick also telling USA Radio News he feels confident that as vaccine rollouts continue, the economy is bound to improve substantially. Americans are paying more than ever each month for their car loans. The average loan payment of a new car is now around $600. That's according to Experian's 2020 Auto Financing Report. The price of vehicles has increased with demand due to the pandemic. USA Radio News. Protesters being killed by a military coup has people around the world taking note.
Myanmar security forces have killed more protesters as the military government has stepped up their crackdown on opponents of last month's coup. A UN official says 38 people were killed Wednesday, most in the country's largest city, Yangon. Hundreds have also reportedly been arrested by security forces. The Association of Southeastern Asian Nations released a statement earlier this week calling for an end to the violence and urged both sides to negotiate for a peaceful settlement. The UN Security Council will reportedly meet on Friday to discuss the situation. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
There could be a link between COVID-19 deaths and high obesity rates. That's according to the World Obesity Federation's annual report. After observing multiple countries, analysts found a close association between severe COVID cases and higher body weights. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I just want to cancel you. Have you figured this out yet, conservatives? Welcome to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I am Kevin Jackson, host of the radio show, writer of many of the articles that you read, the little TV things that we do from time to time, etc. And there are many other people on the team whom you need to meet, and I hope you go to that website and check it out. Also check out Kev Perks, because we have some really cool things that we offer you that are going to save you money. Anyway, cancel culture. That's the new buzzword. In case you've missed it, they're all about getting rid of conservatives. The way you think, the way you behave, the way you act, they don't want it. In other words, they want chaos. They want a world that is uninhabitable. You're the only thing standing in the way of their insanity, is your willingness to fight back. And my question to you is, how much are you willing to fight back? Are you willing to get your sword and get on your horse and go to battle? Because let me tell you, you better be ready. Or get your AR-15. I'm not advocating any type of violence, by the way, because I think that, you know, people will, oh, look at Kevin Jackson, he's talking about going out and getting people shot and all that. No, I'm not. I'm speaking metaphorically. Now, who knows what the world is going to bring? I'll tell you this, try to buy ammo today. Melissa went to a gun store, and she was talking to the owner of the store, and he says, you should see the people coming in here. They have no clue how to shoot guns. They don't know what bullets to buy, nothing. But they're arming themselves. These are people who have never bought a gun or ammo in their lives. Go try to buy ammo. It's more expensive than gold. I'm not exaggerating that. It's crazy what lead costs compared to gold. People are worried. It's more than just about cancel culture, but here's what I said earlier about cancel culture. Don't worry, it will backfire on the left. They don't know how to handle it either. Many of their big names got canceled. Matt Lauer, Moons of CBS. Oh yeah, they got Roger Ailes and they got other people. They got, what's his name? That used to be on Fox. They got all these guys, but they're also getting themselves. Right now, who's canceling them? You know who's getting canceled? Cuomo. I don't know who made the decision.
It wasn't Joe Biden. It wasn't Captain Demento. But somebody high up said, you know what? It's time to cancel him. The White House, Biden's team, has distanced themselves from Killer Cuomo. Issued a statement essentially saying, you know, we got to look into these allegations of sexual harassment. You don't need to look into them. You know he did it. So Cuomo, so somebody sanctioned. They said there's a committee meeting somewhere in Bilderberg, who knows, whatever conspiracy thing. And they said, cancel Cuomo. The same way they got Al Franken over nothing, they're getting Cuomo over something. But he has been immune to this. He's been allowed to operate without any issue. Think about it this way. Cuomo never announced he was going to become want to run for president. This is the guy that leads, you know, a state that is always in the news. He didn't announce. Whoever got the nomination was going to be president. Why couldn't it be President Cuomo? Somebody told him, don't announce. We don't want you. Somebody told all the thousands of the ones who ran against Biden, we don't want you. We need Joe Biden. And they put him in place. But it could have been any one of those clowns. And they chose a demented 78-year-old, rich, corrupt fool to put into office. That should tell you everything you need to know about Cuomo et al., meaning all of the rest of the candidates. Who's canceling Cuomo? I don't know. But somebody's going after him. And ask me if I care. Good. Get rid of him. Put another power-hungry freak in his place because that's all you have on the Democrat side. Money and power-hungry freaks like Kamala Harris. So let's talk cancel culture. Dr. Seuss canceled. The Biden administration says, take Dr. Seuss off of all the reading lists because we've got this new cancel culture. And I don't know why they picked on him, but I want you to understand how this is going to backfire on the left. Because how many people see canceling Dr. Seuss the way I do, which is, this is about as idiotic. Don't we have better things to do? Joe Biden is so in tune with what's going on in the world that he says, cancel Dr. Seuss. Take him off the list. Well, guess what? Most people probably think the way we do, the way I do. Let me ask you, did you learn how to read on Dr. Seuss? Because I did. How many kids learn to read by reading Dr. Seuss books? The books are silly, but they're not racist. They're not sexist. They're not homophobic. Are the books xenophobic? Are they Islamophobic? What are Dr. Seuss's books? Are they anyphobic? His books are imaginative and fun. I would have never come up with them in a million lifetimes. Maybe Dr. Seuss just wasn't black enough. I don't know. You know, we've got this cancel the white man culture. Theodore Seuss Geisel. Yeah, definitely not black. Maybe a little bit too German. I don't know. Dr. Seuss, the pseudonym of an ordinary dude who had an amazing imagination. Born in Springfield, Massachusetts. Believe it or not, his birthday was just the other day. On the day of his birthday, they canceled his books. He was an American writer, as you know. He was an illustrator. And his books were outrageously popular. Nonsensical words, playful rhymes, weird creatures. That's what Dr. Seuss represented. A guy with an amazing person. I mean, I tell you what, why don't you get rid of Mr. Rogers? It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Beautiful day in the neighborhood. Would you be my? Just too nice of a white guy. I have a friend, he's a donor of mine. His crime in getting ostracized by the community that he grew up in was he helped too many blacks. white guy, wealthy white guy. He helped too many blacks. What did Dr. Seuss do? Did he help too many kids learn how to read? Or did he disproportionately help too many white kids learn how to read, and therefore he's a racist? He was an ordinary guy who did some really good things and taught millions of children how to read. One fish, two fish, red fish, red fish, blue fish. It's pretty inclusive. It's red and blue. Did he leave out purple? Why? What's his crime? Green eggs and ham. Diversity in eggs, for sure. I've never had green eggs. Not even on St. Patty's Day. Dr. Seuss books, Dr. Seuss's estate, he's been in the Forbes list of the highest paid dead celebrities every year since 2001 when the list was first published. What that means is Dr. Seuss, even before that, his books are some of the biggest sellers, and his estate was getting tons of money. And I guess somebody said, you know what, we got to disrupt that. If I were the Seuss family, or in this case, the Geisels, I would be looking at a serious cut in our income. But here's the thing about cancel culture. You can still order Dr. Seuss books for your kids. This is like Mike Lindell, My Pillow. Just because they cancel it doesn't mean we have to cancel it. I would get with the publisher right now and say, let me have these books for cheap. And I would market these things to the ordinary Americans and say, let's support Dr. Seuss. Wow, man. Time to take down the man. I don't know about you, but I didn't realize that Dr. Seuss was the man. Cancel culture has gone out. Found the kingpin. Who knew? The boogeyman. The dude who teaches people to read. Who knew he was the guy behind the curtain pulling the strings on all this debt, this deviance that's happening in America? If only Dr. Seuss had been black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I'm going to have to get my identity stolen, by the way, just by the obvious people that I have lost touch with deliberately from tracking me down on Facebook. This is getting very annoying. I mean, from second grade, you don't think I have filled the void from second grade with other people in my life? There is no need for this. I have moved on. You should, too. People I have deleted from my cell phone popping up on my computer, no. I had a dog once ran away. The other day he tried to friend me on Facebook. I was like, no, you made your choice. I'm sorry. Keep running. I'm a cat person now. People believe these people are their friends. These people are not your friends. Sending you cocktails, they wouldn't buy you a drink in real life. These people are not your friends. Poking you? Stop poking me. You wouldn't poke me if I was really there. How is this appropriate internet social behavior in real life? It's annoying. I would put a stop to the poking right away. You got to keep your status updated. Otherwise, you know, you're nothing. Just update the status. Well, I'm sick of Facebook. That's my status. Bill Santiago is still sick of Facebook. That's my status. Still sick. Twitter? Are you on Twitter yet? It's too late. We've moved on. It's gibberish now. Gibberish.com. We should consolidate all of these stupid things into one big website. Call it timesuck.com. Now we know where to go.
Talking about cancel culture. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com. 844-551-8255. Tearing down statues of Lincoln. Unless you have no knowledge of history, you have to see the craziness of that. Statues of Lincoln. Democrats want to get rid of their own past, and they do it cleverly, so they get rid of our good past as well. They disguise their bad deeds as they target us. But that's the cleverness of their subterfuge, of their lies. They get us on defense. Brandon Carr, one of the four current FCC commissioners, slammed House Democrats in a statement for trying to crack down on, quote, right-leaning television channels in response to events that happened after the November elections. They're trying to stifle political dissent. Democrat reps Anna Eshoo out of California, Jerry McNerney, California, wrote a letter to cable news providers and streaming platforms pressuring them on the issue of combating the spread of dangerous disinformation. Companies that received the letter included Comcast, AT&T, Spectrum, Dish, Verizon, Cox, Altice, Roku, Amazon, Apple, Google, and Hulu. And they call it fanning the flames, disinformation and extremism in media. To our knowledge, the cable, satellite, and over-the-top companies that disseminate these media outlets to American viewers have done nothing in response to the misinformation aired by these outlets. That's what the letter said. The report specifically targeted, quote, right-leaning networks. Are you planning to continue to carry Fox News, OAN, and Newsmax on your platform both now and beyond the renewal date, the letter says? If so, why? Well, the FCC chairman spoke out against them, and rightfully so. What they want is one-sided news. They want propaganda. But here's what I say to people. Fear not, people. Fear not. A new ecosystem will be created where counterculture thrives. Let me give you an example. Jack Johnson, the black heavyweight champion of the world, was banned from fighting white guys. He was the black heavyweight champion. But none of the white heavyweight champions for a series of years would take a fight until Burns, a white Canadian, said, I'll fight him. And they fought in Australia. And Jack Johnson beat the living daylights out of Burns. It was a no contest. He just whooped him bad. The media in America and Congress colluded and said, we can't show this film. Anybody want to take a guess as to why? They didn't want to show the film because Jack Johnson had beat a white man. And the narrative was black people were stupid. They were inferior. And so they colluded. Go look it up. The media would not show. They would take these fight films. This is at the beginning of the motion picture industry, and they would show these things in theaters. These fights were super popular. It was like going to the movies. All over the country, they would take a fight, they'd film it, then the motion picture guys would take it to a theater and show it. And if it was some white dude beating up some other white dude, they showed them like all the time. They banned showing these films. Why? Because it showed that white folks were not superior to blacks. And that's what they did. I want to explain to you where you're going. They right now, you are being suppressed the same way they did the black heavyweight champion of the world, who became the heavyweight champion of the world, because he dared to question their ideology. The minute Jack Johnson became the heavyweight champion of the world, a target got on his back. And they said, we got to shut him down. I want you to just replace Jack Johnson with Trump. And you get the picture. I talked earlier about, yesterday, about the ratings for the cancel culture. Let me tell you about cancel culture. The ratings for the Golden Globes? Here's an article. It says, even Amy Poehler and Tina Fey can't stave off award show ratings free fall. According to Nielsen's numbers, I didn't have these right away, ratings for the 2021 Golden Globes fell to new lows, with just 5.4 million viewers tuning in to the primarily virtual broadcast on NBC. 2021 ratings showed a decline of more than 60% from last year, which drew an average of 18.3 million viewers across the three-hour show. 60% drop. No wonder Tina Fey was begging you back. You want to know how many people watched Donald Trump at CPAC? 31 million is the estimate. I think it was much higher. 31 million. How many people do you think are going to watch Joe Biden in anything that he does? Let me ask you this, folks. Did you ever believe in your life, at any point in your coming of being, that you would be considered a radical? The things that you base your life on would be considered radical. A belief in God is radical. Being a person of good moral character is radical. You don't cheat to get your kids into school. You don't want something for nothing. You're not cheating to win elections. These are all bad things now. You wanting to be a person of character, you living a life that is exemplary, is a bad thing. If you argue about when life begins, if you argue that, the science, well, you're anti-woman. You're misogynist. If you question data on global climate farce, you're a climate denier. They got all kinds of cutesy little names for you. If you question the stats on Wu flu, they got a name for you. If you question the effectiveness of the killer vaccines for Wu flu, then you are a, what do they call it, when you don't want to get the shot. You know, a non-vaccinator. We live in a time, folks, when you get Pulitzer Prize for reporting stories that prove to be false. You get Emmys when you're not even a TV personality, but because you gave press conferences about Wu flu updates in your state and you ultimately kill 15,000 old people, you get awards. You get to hold the nuclear football if you are a 78-year-old clown with dementia. That's the time we live in. They want to cancel you out. But see, let me tell you what happened with the Jack Johnson stuff. The more they tried to suppress Jack Johnson whooping up on these white guys, the worse it got for him. The underground built. A new ecosystem developed, and everybody started recognizing what was happening. And it crushed the racist Democrats.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.